Fenway and Hattie, Chapter 3, read by Mrs. Devonteer. Hattie lets out a little shriek, like she's surprised too. Right behind the house is an open space with grass and a giant tree near the back. Clusters of bushes and a fence run along all the sides. My tail goes berserk. It can only be one thing, a dog park. But it's kind of plain. Where is the big water dish to splash in, or the benches to jump on? And it's quiet, too quiet. I turn my snout into the breeze, but all I can catch are whiffs of leaves and grass and blooming flowers. Where are the romping dogs? Are we the first to arrive? I look back at the door. Where is Fetch Man? Who's going to throw the ball for me and Hattie to chase? This place is curious, all right. But one thing's for sure, it must be explored. I wiggle out of Hattie's arms and drop onto the porch. She chases me down the steps. Yippee, it's time to play. I tear around the dog park, zigging and zagging. If Hattie wants to watch me, she's going to have to outrace the master. But as I make a sharp turn, Hattie's not behind me. She's in the middle of the dog park, somersaulting through the grass. Is this a new game? I hustle over and slobber her face with licks. She flops onto her back, laughing. I sink down next to her and nuzzle her chin. Come on, Hattie. It's playtime, I bark. She closes her eyes and hums. She must be too comfortable to get up. It's obvious she's going to need some convincing, and I know just how to do it. Nose in the grass, I trot off in search of a stick. I haven't gotten far when I start to realize something. I haven't sniffed any messages from other dogs. How strange! I stop to leave one or two, so new dogs will know I'm here and ready to play. Right as I'm watering a strategic spot, I get sidetracked by a horrible rodent-y smell. A squirrel! I look over and spot his fat, nasty body up ahead. He's sitting proudly in the dog park, his tail flounced up like he deserves to be here. My own tail shoots up. I race over to show him who's boss. But he's not acting the least bit intimidated. He just sits there in the grass, glaring at me. Does he think I'm not serious? I bare my teeth. I'm ready to pounce. I'm about to grab his squirrely fur when suddenly he pivots and rockets toward the back fence. I'm hot on his tail. A dog park is for dogs, I bark after him. He scurries partway up the trunk of a giant tree, then pauses to flick his bushy tail at me. Chipper, chitter, squawk, he screeches, daring me to nab him. I spring up, furiously pawing the tree, but he's just out of reach. You coward, I bark. I run in circles around the giant tree, every hackle on my back raised in alarm. The squirrel turns and creeps down the trunk, tantalizingly close. Chipper chatter squawk, he screeches again. I leap and leap, scraping the bark with my claws. It's called a dog park for a reason, I growl. But instead of scampering away, he inches closer. His beady eyes are challenging me. Does he not know who he's dealing with? I jump higher and higher, my jaws ready to snap. Finally, he gets the message. He scrambles way up the trunk. I watch until he disappears in the rustling and swaying branches. I'm about to bark, "Good riddance," when I spot his flouncy tail shooting through a window. I leap back, straining for a better view. There, up in the giant tree, nestled in the leafy leaves, is a little house about as tall as Hattie. A squirrel's nest that looks like a little house? Whoa! The squirrels around here are even more evil than the ones at home. At least that nasty squirrel's up in the tree where he belongs. Wait until next time, you pest! I bark with one last snarl. Wow, that was a lot of hard work. I turn to get Hattie, but she's already headed over. Whoopee! I know that look in her eyes. She's ready to play. I snatch the nearest stick and gallop straight toward her. But at the last second, she darts out of the way. Ha! The chase is on. I'm speeding along near the side fence when I hear a sound that stops me in my tracks. Clink, jingle, jingle. Hooray, hooray! More dogs are coming. I peer through the slats. I can hardly believe what I see. Two dogs in another dog park. Two dog parks, side by side. They must notice me, too, because the golden retriever stops chasing her tail and lops over. The other dog does, too. Their noses sniff wildly, examining me as best they can through the fence. The smaller one's mostly white like me, with only black patches. Being checked out by a couple of ladies is not so bad, but after a while, the silence can be kind of humiliating. I drop the stick. Looks like an awesome dog park over there, I say. Not sure if you know this, but there's another one right here. The white one opens her mouth like she wants to say something, but the golden speaks first. A dog park? She says, as if she can't believe the news. Yes, two right next to each other. Isn't it funny? I don't think anybody knows about this one, though. I probably discovered it. Are you saying? The golden says. I mean, do you actually think you discovered? Give him a chance, Goldie, the white one says in a gentle voice. She turns to me. So, young fella, you're not from around here, are you? Well, actually, no. But Goldie? I glance from one dog to the other. Did you call her Goldie? What an amazing coincidence. My humans used to have a goldfish with that name. Excuse me? The golden gets all growly. Are you comparing me to a fish? No, never. I wouldn't do that. I slink back and turn to the second dog. She's not nearly as big as Goldie, but she's still a lot bigger than me. Of course you wouldn't, says the white dog. Even through the fence, I can smell how friendly she is. Don't mind her. By the way, I'm Patches. Patches, what a pretty name, and her voice sure is lovely. Goldie shoots her a stern look. Why don't you tell us about yourself, young guy? Patches says. Okay. My name's Fenway. I live in an apartment way up high, above the honking cars and snorting buses, right next to the sidewalk that leads to the real dog park. Do you know it? Patches cocks her head like she's not sure she heard me right. No. Well, it's a really cool place. You'll just have to trust me. Goldie nudges her. We'd better listen to this guy, she says. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. So anyway, I say, this awesome dog park won't be a secret for long. Why don't you ladies come try it out? Goldie and Patches exchange looks like they're not sure. You really should, I say. Me and my short human came here to play. Why don't you join in? It's going to be amazing. Goldie drops down and scratches. Are you sure about that? Look, I don't want to brag or anything, but Hattie's the best short human ever. She loves to play with me. And even though we're super best friends and we do everything together, you can play too. You do everything together, huh? Goldie says. Does that include climbing trees? Climbing trees? Right, that's a good one. What do you think we are, squirrels? Patches glances at the giant tree. I don't know how to tell you this. Tell me what? Fenway, calls a sing-songy voice way above our heads. Hattie's voice. But how could it be? Why would her voice be up in the sky? I crane my neck, but I don't see her. I scout around the dog park. Where did she go? Hattie, I bark. Fenway floats down again from the giant tree. I look up into the leafy branches. There, in the little squirrel house, a face is peering out the window. An arm is waving. It looks like Hattie. It sounds like Hattie. But Hattie doesn't climb trees. How did she get up there? "Fenway! Fenway!" she calls. Like maybe I didn't hear her the first bunch of times. "Hattie!" I bark, running over. "What are you doing up there?" She keeps on smiling and waving, like she's perfectly happy up there in that squirrel house. This is not right. "Come down, come down," I bark again and again. Hattie leans out the window, her arms resting on the ledge, gazing down at me, knowing I can't climb up to join her. I turn away with a shudder. It's all so squirrely. "She loves to play with you, all right," Goldie says. "Then what's she doing up in that tree? Don't tell me she expects you to follow her up there." "Hey now," Patches scolds. "It sounds like she's really into the guy." "Huh," Goldie mutters. "You never know," Patches says. "She could be back down here playing with him any second." But she isn't. I sink into the grass. Why did we come here? Dog parks are supposed to be for playing. Hattie is up in the giant tree, and the other dogs are not coming in. None of it makes sense. I bury my face in my paws. When are we going home?